Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Listener down in Australia who listens to the program was kind enough to send us an entire box of snacks.
Yeah.
Snacks.
So Australia, now Munchies coming up with a head chef and Ted's meat and potatoes on the way at 4:30, but first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
And we'll jump right into the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Get responsibly.
Oh, Macholas. Turned the small 34 today. I would love some of Coach Ted's advice on maintaining the body to keep the pain down. Maybe we could get the dirty Germans telling my wife what the lager is going to do tonight when I get home. And if it's not too much, squeeze in a couple of good dad jokes. Appreciate all the work you guys put in every day. Been a listener since 2007. Keep it up, bitches. That from Logger Joe.
I got to be honest with you. I've been thinking about this one all day. Logger Joe, even at 34, man, you're a logger. I feel like you're going to be in a lot of pain for a lot of times. I mean, you can mainline Advil, but then you got to worry about the old liver. I guess stretch? I don't know. Wear a heat pad? Like, that's just a demanding career, my guy.
Yeah, your wife already knows what you're going to do when you get home. You're a logger. You're going to pull off your flannel and show her your hardwood.
Yeah, and the stump.
Yeah, let's see your dad jokes.
Here's one from the Ginger Midget. Emailed in a dad joke.
There. She said, I met a microbiologist yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Couldn't believe how tall she was.
What does James Bond's doorbell sound like? James Bond's doorbell.
I don't know.
Dong. Ding dong.
Why was the snowman buying carrots in the produce aisle? Why was the snowman buying carrots in the produce aisle?
He needed a nose?
He was picking his nose. What's the difference between boogers and broccoli? The difference between boogers and broccoli?
Nothing.
People don't like to eat them.
Kids don't eat broccoli. Here's a couple of, he asked for a couple jokes, Mike, that said, ones that put Mike on the edge of his seat.
Oh, wonderful.
Your mom asked me to help grade her homework.
Oh, yeah?
So I gave her the D.
What do bleaching your butt and your phone have in common? What do bleaching your butt and your phone have in common?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You can change the ringtone.
That's not bad.
And one more. Since you asked.
That's disgusting.
I ended up getting fired from my job at the sperm bank.
Oh, yeah?
What do we got here?
Patrols, today is my good buddy Michael's 37th trip around the sun. If you could please play a penis is too small, a bong rip, and a classic fish sandwich. Maybe you guys talking all over each other about his job as an engineer. That would be great. Thanks, guys, from Adam. And engineer.
Oregon Fish Sandwich.
Well, Michael Voicemail, drive the train.
I think trains are cool. Sitting in the back wearing
that funny little hat.
Like Conjunction Junction or something like that.
Going down
the train. You're a cool, funky dude, man. That's what I'm
blowing the horn.
Otherwise, I don't know what you're doing.
Please give my wife, Angelica Machita Santa Cruz Tapia, a happy 42nd birthday with a dirty German zat from Juan.
Yeah, what I'll do with you is simply canyon you under your own name as the private parts. I think I'll get you to the big O.
Yeah, it's the only thing longer since the amount of meat we're bringing is your name.
I got long meat.
Yeah.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm. Shrine of...
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Flash.
Thank you, Bob. And one extra email here. We get this from a listener down in Utah. And he says, liquor and whores, bitches. So today
is
a little bit
Utah
different.
That's the Utah way. Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. My wife and I will be adopting a baby in 5 months.
All right.
And we found out that we are having, are you ready for this? A boy. No one else knows in my family that we're having a boy. So I was hoping that my favorite radio show of all time would do me a solid to help me tell my wife that it's going to be a boy.
Hey, wife, you're going to have a boy.
It's a boy.
Appreciate you guys. That's from Raider John. Congratulations, man.
Congratulations.
That is cool, man.
Yeah. Hey, John, let the kid have a chance at a good childhood. Don't make him a Raider fan.
Wow.
Damn.
Solid advice from the coach.
No, that's true, man. If he's going to get into football, and look, you know, as a fan, you like seeing your team win. The Raiders aren't that team.
Yeah, yeah, and congratulations. It's a great thing you guys are doing.
Absolutely.
But just don't make the poor kid be a Raiders fan.
Set him up for success.
Yeah. Well, not failure.
I guess you don't get to pick your adoptive children, do you?
I would think you do if you're adopting them.
Well, they didn't know. Gender reveal.
Oh, yeah.
So a boy or a girl.
Ginger reveal.
Gender reveal. I said gender, not gender.
I thought you said ginger.
I feel
reveal.
Like if I was
adopted. Oh, no, it's a ginger.
Yeah. You know what, Miles? I never thought about that. I thought if you were adopted, you get to pick.
I didn't know either.
All right, cut up at 5:08. We'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. But first,
time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room. The Ted Nugent.
Hey, Kevin. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Miles, you're right. A couple months ago, we got a big box of stuff for our buddy Luke down in Australia. Shout out to my guy Aaron down there in Melbourne as well. He says, hola, bitches. G'day. C-words. Yeah. Basically, he says, I've been listening for 10 to 12 years. Still look forward to it every day. Put in a bunch of snacks in here for us to try. And then I think originally we were talking about chicken salt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So chicken salt, from what I could tell, one of them broke in the bag, so I dipped my finger in it. But it's just like a seasoning salt, if you will.
Let me try it, man. I still haven't tried it yet.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't either.
You got to take the safety top
off. Yeah, I'll get there.
It is very salty, but I think if you made some fries at home or something, that would have to be good on there.
Wow, it's like dust, man.
Yeah, I would go easy. Put a little in your
I'm snorting it.
In your hand in there. Yeah, get your... But Luke, thanks so much, man. So some of the stuff he sent us...
Whoa! Oh, shoot.
Well, it is salty.
I dumped out a ton. Whoops.
Oh, just, dude, honestly, just put your other pinky in and dip it, and then I would throw the rest of it out. Again, it's a seasoning salt, so it's very salty.
It's good, though, man.
But you can imagine, right, on French fries or anything, fish and chips. Miles, earlier today, you were asking a little about traditional Australian food. It's pretty much English, meat pies... But then kangaroo meat, make it in there, sausage rolls, like all that kind of stuff. But these are specifically Australian snacks.
Okay.
All right. So first, we're going to you want to start with the good flavors or
I'll
questionable
start with
flavors?
Wherever you want
to
go.
All right. So these are called shapes. All right. They're technically I believe they call it a biscuit, but it's basically what we would call a cracker.
Mm-hmm.
They call them flavored biscuits.
Here's something that you should know, Ted. No artificial colors or flavors. No artificial preservatives.
Right. So Shapes Originals, pizza flavor. Their whole thing is you can see the seasoning.
Okay.
On the little chip right there, which you can. Go ahead.
No.
Those are quite delicious. I tried one during the break.
Okay.
Mike, would you like one?
Sure.
You're going to have to come over and get it. I can't leave my microphone.
Shapes.
What do you think, Miles? I mean, it tastes like pizza.
Taking a while.
Oh.
I can taste the pizza at the end.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I would demolish a box of these. Well, no.
I can see dipping that in like hummus.
Yeah, I mean, or just eating them on their own.
Yeah,
that's now, solid. Now, the other flavors.
That's solid.
Right? So these are pretty standard, right? We went pizza. Again, we're trying Australian foods. These are shapes. Now, the next one is barbecue. All right? Flavors we know. Again, I'll show that. You can see the flavor on the chip.
Barbecue.
Yeah, I'm trying to describe these, right? They call them biscuits, but it's definitely like a cracker.
It's a cracker. Yeah, it's straight up cracker, man. Talking to you, punk.
Again,
no.
You can taste the barbecue flavor.
Not bad. Not overpowering, which I appreciate.
No. I would also say, in our country, some of our barbecue sauces tend to be way too sweet.
Yeah.
So that's a very light one. Now, all we right. don't eat a ton of meat pies in this country. I know there's an Australian meat pie company down in Burien that I'm always trying to get into.
Okay.
So this one of shapes is classic meat pie.
Classic meat pie. Man, that's a very wide umbrella there.
It is. It's also weird since we don't eat meat pies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not positive what the flavor should be.
Right. Is it lamb? Is it beef? Mm-hmm. Is it pork?
Also says 4 and 20 on the front, so I think they got their audience.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, wow, that is different.
That good or bad?
I mean, it's going to hit you with the meat.
Okay.
Yeah.
It almost tastes like dry gravy.
Yeah.
That probably is my least favorite so far.
I don't like these.
No.
I'll be honest with you. It startled me. But I kind of like it.
Yeah, it took me aback.
It honestly reminds me of those pork brains and milk we had.
Oh, God. So,
yeah. I'm not happy about that. I'm just saying.
Mike around on the meat pie, too?
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
No.
All right. Now, this is the one that's been scaring me. I've been looking at it. First of all, it's in a black box, so you know it's dangerous. The other ones are just in, like, red and green boxes. This is Vegemite and cheese. By the way, again, they really want you to know they don't fry them. I'm not too excited about this one.
No, they're all baked.
They're all baked.
Mm-hmm. And as natural as it can be. Mm. All right. I've never had Vegemite, so I have no idea what the base flavor is supposed to taste like.
If it tastes terrible, they got it right. Ted, your face.
I'm just scared to try it. Oh, my name tag fell off.
I'm sorry, we know who you are.
I don't like it, but it's better than that meat pie one, man. I think.
Yeah.
It's just kind of dry and yeasty, but I would eat that over the meat pie any day of the week.
I don't know if I had tasted the Vegemite. I don't even know if I'm sure what that is.
I think you'd have to, like, have had Vegemite with cheese before to get that one.
Ooh, I think the beef was the worst. The beef.
Really?
The meat pie?
The meat pie.
Yeah, dude, that was not good.
Well, one of these days, I'll go get some meat pies, and we'll actually try one, too. But, you know, if you're ever in England or anything, that's a massive thing, right? Pies.
And I do get the flavor on the meat pie. Like, look, if you're trying to simulate meat, that is what it's going to taste like if it's fake on a cracker. But it's a flavor that you don't need to do that one.
And pies also, right? Like, I'm going to go to Europe this summer, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a little, my own personal tour of meat pies, sausage rolls, and spice bags. But meat pies, if you go to, like, a soccer, anything in Europe or whatever, like, especially England, that's, like, their hot dog.
Yeah.
They sell them at all the stadiums, this and that. I mean, hell, they sell them at Sounders games.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we're going to get into some sweet snacks. Again, we're reviewing some snacks that Luke sent us from Australia. First, we'll start with the original Tim Tam.
I've had the Tim Tams.
All right.
And I enjoyed the Tim Tams, yeah.
Tim Tams are great. Again, here's where they throw me off, because I think this is also considered a biscuit. There's 11 biscuits in here.
A cookie, right? Yeah.
But it's a cookie. But that cracker we just had was also
a biscuit.
A biscuit.
Oh, come on, Australia. Make up your mind.
All right.
And then they call their chips crisps.
Yeah.
But also chips can be fries. French fries.
It's nice and light.
So the Tim Tam, right, it's like two crackers with like a kind of chocolate fudgy thing in the middle. Now.
Chocolate fudgy thing.
One, Aaron used to send us a bunch of different ones. Now, Aaron, I'm not calling you out, bud, mate. But this one is Tim Tam Deluxe. Salted caramel brownie.
Oh, man.
Brownie. Yep.
Now you're in my ballpark.
My buddy Damo plays Australian rules football here in America, so he's been to Australia a few times. And I remember he showed up one day to my house, and he's like, you have Tim Tams? And I lost his mind. I was like, yeah, all right.
Did he eat them all?
He ate a fair amount, but he was the first person that had ever shown up. Usually you got to kind of sell people, like, try
this. Explain what it is, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God, I feel rich even getting one of these out. Tim Tam Deluxes.
Okay, this is the deluxe version.
Salted.
All right, here we go.
Good?
Oh, my God.
That is absolutely delicious.
That's great. Wow. Oh, man. Why would you buy a regular Tim Tam?
I wouldn't.
Damn.
I wouldn't even take those home.
Salted caramel brownie. Good God.
We got to leave those in the office because I would eat that entire thing tonight.
Yeah. So you just want me to eat them is what you're saying. You know if you leave them in his office, I'm eating them.
I know. Oh I just, God. I don't need to go home and eat six of those things.
Mm-mm-mm.
But God damn, that's delicious.
So far, what I will say about Australia, at least with these snack foods, the flavor they say you're going to get is pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Whether that's fortunate or unfortunate, depending how you feel about Vegemite and meat pies, but they nail it. There's no BS with it.
Now, this one you could split. This is a Cadbury Dairy Milk, a little shape. He's Freddo.
A little shape?
Well, it's like a little frog.
Okay. We're eating a frog?
Here. Hang on. That might be our caramel one. Try this one. This is the plain.
Yeah, it's milk chocolate. Yeah, same difference.
It is, but you'll notice that their chocolate, to me, European chocolate and Australian chocolate is not nearly as sweet as like our American milk chocolate.
That's what you hear from anyone that visits the U.S. They're like, man, your chocolate's sweet. And it's like, but that's what we like, man. We like sweet.
It is. And remember, years ago, really the Swiss were the only ones doing chocolate. Mr. Hershey's made $1 million in caramel. Went over to Switzerland, got the recipe, but he was missing something, and there happened to be a dairy farm nearby.
Okay.
So that's basically how he invents what we know as milk chocolate.
Hmm. Not bad at all. Not bad.
Do you think it's any, like, not quite as sweet as ours?
It's not as sweet, but it's...
It tastes like milk chocolate.
Yeah.
All right, so this one is a Cadbury Dairy Milk Carmelo Koala.
Okay.
So basically, it's in the shape of a koala bear, but I think he's got caramel on the inside.
Not the shape of Carmelo Anthony.
It's not. I'm going to bite his head off.
Well, yeah.
Damn, you savage.
I mean, that's quite delicious.
Carmelo. Yeah.
Very delicious.
Hey, yeah. Mike, I just tossed you one.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Carmelo Koala.
And I don't know if it's good or bad because it's not as sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you could eat more of it.
There you go, Ted.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes when you're eating milk chocolate, it just gets so rich.
It does.
Right? And what's like white chocolate? It's not even really chocolate,
Jason
right?
Williams.
Right. It's just kind of like sugar and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's good.
All right. So what's our ruling? We like the shapes, mm-hmm. the Australian crackers.
I think
the original flavor, that pizza flavor, is my favorite.
I think barbecue on the crisps.
And I could do pizza or the barbecue.
The salted caramel brownie on the Tim Tams.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Without a doubt.
And I'm sure if you look around, there's, you know, what are those stores that sell exotic stuff?
Cost Plus
or something. You could probably find some Tim Tams, but trust me, man, you want to impress people around the holidays and you're not a big baker, find some Tim Tams or something else.
You could probably get them off Amazon. I mean, everything else.
And get the salted caramel brownie Tim Tams. You're welcome.
Deluxe. That is.
Deluxe.
That's, hey.
That's fantastic.
It's Tim Tam Deluxe, man. Put some respect on it.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Shout out days coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, get up here at 5:08. We'll drink and toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. There's a team of scientists currently working on a way to make the world a better place and fix the sound of a dentist's drill.
I read the headline. I didn't read the entire story.
Hey, me too.
I mean, it is what it is.
I, you know what? If we can dull that down, I'd love it.
Really? Yeah, I mean, I'm indifferent. It's not a great sound, but like you're still putting a drill in my mouth. So now, whatever it sounds like, I'm like, that's not the part I care
was,
about.
I was at the doctor's on Wednesday, and the room beside me, they use to remove casts.
All right.
But as I'm sitting in this room, I don't know that.
Yeah.
Right. And I hear people talking. And the doctor still hasn't come in yet, so I still haven't been able to ask the question. Like, this is like 10 minutes of this. And I'm just thinking to myself, what are they doing over there?
Mm-hmm.
I can hear people talking. Sound like they're like at Home Depot.
Yes. It's awful. Tell you what the sound of the dentist drill is. Motivation to not get a cavity.
It is.
It's awful.
Because right? That's the only sound everyone kind of freaks out about. And I'm like, there's only one reason they're doing it, man. Mm-hmm. Brush your teeth.
Yeah. And floss.
And floss.
Those are the sneaky ones. Brushing your teeth is one thing. The flossing gets you in the sneaky ones.
Well, they made it easier now. You know, the little handheld plastic things.
Apparently, it's contested whether or not those are a good method.
Why? I mean, you're using it the same way you use floss. Like, what's the inherent difference?
It does more than nothing, but it's like you should use a good caliber floss. I still use the flossing tool.
Yeah, I use the flossing tool as well, yeah. I mean, it's there, and I find that I'm more apt to use it when it's just the handheld.
Right. It's just I've been nagged my entire life. Make sure that you're flossing once a day. It's like, nah, I'm doing it. Like, make sure that you're using a good floss. Like, F off.
Now, the people that say that, are they doing it? Because you go, hey, make sure you floss every day. And I'm like, bro, I know damn well you don't. You're not wrong.
Right.
But you're not doing it either.
I can smell the chicken from here.
Right. Damn. Also, with those little ones, it's easier, too. Like, right after dinner.
Yeah, just quickly.
Just get in there and get it.
Yeah.
And don't leave them on top of the bathroom sink if you use them at work.
Mm. Oh.
Every once in a while, just like, dude, I appreciate what you're doing here, but can you just put it in the trash? I see a little bit stuck to it, like, yeah.
It turns out that couples with healthy emotional support had a lower BMI than stressful ones. What do you know? You don't stress eat when you're actually comfortable at home.
Yeah, crazy stuff.
That's kind of how that works. You create a calm environment.
Mm-hmm.
You can relax.
You tend to be healthier overall, physically, mentally, you know.
Or you have a wife that just doesn't allow that crap. According to a new study, human hair grows through pulling and not pushing. So it is basically the quote. The way that your hair grows is that your body is pulling it out through the skin as opposed to your body pushing it out through the skin. Yeah.
Huh. All right.
I don't know why we needed to know that, but now we do.
I don't think anyone needed to know, but I think someone figured it out and said, I am telling everybody.
That's right. Thick hairs are still hard to pull out.
Mm-hmm.
They are. And why do they get ingrown then?
They just didn't pull hard enough.
Yeah. You just didn't believe in yourself.
That's your problem.
Doggone it, man. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day, gents. I give y'all a 5% success chance.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It is an adjective and an F word. Careful. And it describes something with a messy or dirty appearance. Anybody have any idea of the
what letter?
F. Of the F word that describes something with a messy or dirty appearance.
Filthy.
Front?
Frumpy.
Filthy, frumpy. I like them all. It's frowsy.
Frowsy?
Frowsy. Frowsy.
Mm. That sounds like a pimp from the 1970s.
Hey, y'all. They call me frowsy.
I've never heard that word in my life.
They call me frowsy.
Yes, they do.
A new survey found that 96% of new parents experience intrusive thoughts about their newborn, some of them on the dark and disturbing side.
That makes sense.
That's kind of what they were saying, is that while it is alarming at how many people experience it, 96%, it's also very, very normal to have dark thoughts about your child.
I mean, it's this new thing that's been introduced into your life, and it's not like something you just returned to Home Depot.
Right.
I mean, like, it is here. You are tired. They don't shut up. They understand nothing. All right, so I get it.
It really is the first thing that you are forced to sit there and find a way to deal with it.
And you know what? That's exactly it.
Unless you've had a puppy.
Well, even then,
when people say, this is my four-legged child, I'm like, you obviously do not have a child. You would never.
Here's the difference. And get it out.
You'll put it up and get it out, but also, if my kid gets sick, I'm not going to go put him down.
Right.
There's no out to this, right? So I'm just like, come on, man. Yeah, that, I'm like, dude, no one who has a child says that. That is insanely, insanely
stupid. Kids are just weird, too.
They're all weird.
Like, my buddy, you know, he's a sports guy. His kid just doesn't care. And he's just like, he's just, you know, just doesn't care about sports or anything like he grew up doing. So he's just like, it's odd sometimes. Like, I got to get
what
into...
What do you do?
Well, see, they are just their own human being. Yeah. Right? And you got to figure out a way to deal with that. Like, because you pick your spouse. You know what I mean? You pick your friend, your kid. It's like, look, man, they are your kid. You're going to love them. But nobody knows what kind of kid. Gary Ridgway's parents probably loved him.
Correct.
Right? But that's the luck of the draw they got, man.
Yeah. And kids often take... the most annoying aspect of, you know,
you.
Who they're more like, and show you that very early. Yeah. So, like, if your wife annoys you about something and your kid's doing it, you're like, oh, no.
Oh, no, there it is.
Oh, no, not two of you.
Yeah. But this one I legitimately have to deal with.
Hey,
correct.
Is there a miniature version of you running around here?
Oh, my wife's always like, they got it from you. I'm like, I know they did. I know.
Like when
your
kid runs around and farts everywhere?
Yeah, I actually did it the other night. God, what were we watching? Oh, we're watching Stranger Things, all right? So we finished the episode. I go into the kitchen to get something to eat. I hear my wife just yell his name. I hear him laughing. So there is a scene where, you know, like through telekinesis, whatever, they're snapping someone's bones kind of thing. So the way it was explained to me, because I didn't see it, my wife looked mildly amused but mostly unhappy. She goes, your son was reenacting the Stranger Things scene. I go, yeah. So he's like, I would have done this, cracked his arm, done this, cracked his arm. But then apparently he shifted his butt toward her and farted.
And you laugh. That's why he doesn't.
I was not. Well, yeah, she was not. But he gets it from you. I'm like, I know.
I know, because I would have done it too.
Yeah, that was funny.
It was funny.
It was very funny.
You should have seen what I did to the guys in the studio today.
21% of Americans get distracted multiple times an hour due to online content.
Well, sure.
And I would say I understand it, but at the same time, combat it. Do something about it. Stop.
I mean, but it's hard because most people, depending on your job, you're looking at a computer all day in some sense, pop-up ad, right? You can't even click on anything without a pop-up ad. And God forbid you're actually interested in the ads they're trying to sling your way. Because typically I'll X out of a pop-up ad, but like 2 years ago, getting rid of X out, and I'm like, ooh, tell me more, right? Like, I'm not trying to be distracted, but like, okay.
It's some of the articles that are clickbait, not even like serious stuff, but just stupid stuff. You're like, all right, I got to see what's going on here. And then it's like, that had nothing to do with the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, for me, it's Wikipedia, too.
Oh, yeah?
Like, if you look something up, and then there's a highlighted, like, this thing.
Right, there's a link to take
I should learn a little more about that. Mm-hmm. I should learn a little more about that. Before you know it, it's like, I've been holding this phone for half an hour.
Why doesn't Wikipedia just call itself Wormhole?
Wormhole.
Like, you came here for one thing, but you're going to end up searching for other things because we made it easy.
Because that's a different website, boss. Wormhole.com.
Is there a wormhole.com?
I don't know.
It just
sounds like
there's got to be.
I
don't know. Make sure it's...
about to say, that might be on a blocker there, bud.
You're not into wormholing?
Wormhole.
We'll find out. Connecting the internet economy. Wormhole.
There's a wormhole.
Huh.
There's a wormhole.
I got into a wormhole once.
Mm. Yeah, I'll just never visit this site again.
Light cannot escape it. Neither can you. Wormhole.
It smells weird in here.
Apparently, it only takes patients 20 minutes to decide whether or not they will return to a doctor. Which...
That's fair.
At the same... Isn't that kind of true of any relationship? You spend 20 minutes with somebody, you decide at that moment what kind of relationship you want to have with this person.
Sure, because I don't think you're judging their medical prowess because we don't know.
Right.
Right, so I assume you know what you're doing. So really, it's just how do I respond to this person? I mean,
with patients. I've got one next week with a complete D-bag.
Really?
Oh, I mean, I've never met a doctor that was a D-bag before. Like, I just sat there and like I was just like, wow, this guy's...
You got to see him again.
Yeah, and he's trying to take care of me. So I got to be polite. I'm not going to be, you know, mean.
You're a D-bag.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell him how
I mean, you can change doctors. Yeah. I've done it before.
Yeah. There was one, we ended up in the ER a long while back that we didn't realize until after the fact that his drama factor was a hell of a lot higher than it needed. We need to get this fixed now. This is going to be bad. We need to do this now.
Okay.
It freaked us out. We couldn't sleep that night until we figured out, like, well, no, it's not going to happen tonight, man. Like, we got
something. He just made it sound that way.
Right. It's like, you made it sound like I'm about to die. You know
how the hospital works.
Right.
You need to say it after. If you'd gotten here 2 minutes later. Like, I expect that. Like, dude, it's a splinter on my finger.
It's that level, but now we're before it happens.
Right.
Right? If you're not in here for the next 2 minutes, it's going to happen. Like, oh, crap, dude. Son of a gun.
I think also with certain things, and I get it's how the medical field works, but I had a doctor, like, it was just like, right? I had something wrong with my shoulder, right? Tendonitis. Well, yeah. You know, we'll inject it with this, and probably a few years to get surgery. Like, I want to go talk to another doctor. Yeah. And they were like, well, you can do physical therapy. It's fine now.
There you go.
Right? I did not need to start shooting injections into it.
And then yeah, but the injections later. And surgery cost more, see?
Exactly.
Right, and I get it, but it's right. just like, all right, dude, you're just pushing this.
We've been talking about Christmas and the holiday season all day long today. What gets you guys excited during the holidays, what would you say, about
eggnog.
This time of year? Eggnog, okay.
I mean, it's one freaking time of the year it's there, and my family's very begrudging about it. It's like, I know I'm going to fart a lot. I don't control that part. I just like the taste. And this is the one time of the year. I think the problem is also we're indoors more because it is, in fact, December. So, like, if it's a summertime drink, they say just go outside and fart.
Sure.
But now we're stuck inside.
Matt?
Just the fact that I have time to be home and cook what I want.
Okay.
So if it's a project like that's going to take 3 or 4 hours, I can do it and be fine with it and, you know, enjoy it.
I like it. Ted?
Christmas lights.
The Christmas lights.
I love them.
I like it. You know what? There's a handful of things to be excited about when it comes to the holiday season.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So this comes to us from Talker Research, and we're talking about the younger demographic, the kids, if you will. A website surveyed 2,000 millennial parents with young kids and asked them what the things kids get excited about during the holidays. And we have the top 10 here. Number 10 being seeing extended family. 43% of parents said that their kids were excited to see extended family.
Sure.
What?
Like, I mean, as a kid, like, Christmas Day is awesome already.
Yeah.
But getting to go to grandma's and running into all the cousins,
that's
awesome.
The kids your age, you don't see but once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm exactly with you, Ted. Christmas morning was a magical time. You know, you got to enjoy that time with you and your family, and then loading up the car because, hey, we're going to head up north. We're going to go down south. We're going to go wherever it is that we're going. Like, I get to see my cousins. I get to see my aunts and uncles, and it's...
And more than likely, more presents for you.
Yeah.
At least one or two.
100%.
Yeah, for sure. Dude, as an adult, I feel bad as my mom's mom. Like, her side of the family, all the other cousins were older.
Yeah.
And we used to just bitch and moan until we got to Grandma Smith's to see all the cousins that were our age.
Exactly.
But as an adult, I get it. Like, my mom wanted to hang out with her mom.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. I was, like, hanging out with my dad's side of the family because I was the only side of the family that had boys as cousins.
Yeah.
It was it was all girls, and there was, like, six of them on the other side. No, that's not true. There was four of them. Plus my two sisters, so yeah, there was six. But it's like, I don't want to play.
Yeah, at that age, like, this is not where I want to be.
Dolls, man. Like, come on. I want to go play video games.
But, like, with boys, they've got new toys, too.
Yeah.
So your cousins and all those.
Let's go do this. Yeah.
What did you get? All right, man. I want to play with that.
Hell yeah, man.
Plus, like, Thanksgiving was the official start of football season. We put away the wiffle ball bats.
I like it.
It's always sports related in my family.
Staying up past their typical bedtime.
Yep.
Yeah. That's fun, too.
Which I think if my parents ever allowed us to stay up past our typical bedtime coming up to the holidays, it was so that we would sleep in on Christmas morning.
Well, that's why almost any parent does it. Like, oh, yeah, you stay up late tonight, just knowing it brings us a little peace tomorrow morning.
Correct.
You're going to sleep.
And they're still going to get up at 5.
Yes, they
are. Oh, Christmas Day, for sure.
I will say that one thing that I did love doing, I was never one to stay up too late past my bedtime because I just like to sleep, for one. But I always woke up in the middle of the night. Throughout my entire life, I've woken up in the middle of the night. But at 3 o'clock in the morning, because we left the tree plugged in on Christmas Eve night.
Yeah, and see so that glow.
I'd love to go downstairs, see that Santa showed up. I got the hall down there. It's still to this day, one of my favorite memories of being a kid was going down there and seeing that Santa had showed up and he displayed all the presents down there. It's lit up. That is Christmas magic to me right there.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Man.
My dad always had to check, too.
Oh, yeah?
Make sure Santa wasn't still down there.
Yeah.
But I mean, we'd be at the top of the stairs.
Somebody's down there doing last minute.
Yeah. Yeah, like horses waiting to get out of the gate.
Right.
Is he down there?
Come
down.
Outdoor activities. There you go, Ted. Back to bringing out the football.
Oh, 100%, man.
Going out there, you know, the snow's coming down. You get to go out and go look at Christmas lights later on at night. Maybe you're going doing something. You get a hot chocolate. Whatever.
Yeah, or even, I know, down in Tacoma, they do them at, Point Defiance or
Zoo lights.
Whenever you could, like, drive around or walk through a light thing. Like,
we've
that's
done
awesome.
That a few years. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Just snow in general.
No.
As a kid, you like it.
I did not even as a child.
No, really?
I just didn't. I've just never liked it. I just don't like being cold.
That's all.
I mean, there were snowball fights, and that was cool. But other than that, I did not need to be. And, like, sledding, that was fun.
Yeah.
But if I'm not having a snowball fight or sledding as a kid, I'm like, I do not want to be
out
there.
I was good with it for about an hour, then I was ready to go inside.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Family traditions. That was one thing that my sisters always loved. The one that they loved the most that I, for whatever reason, like,
when they got into the teenage years, all of a sudden it became the annual tradition. I was like, no, we literally just started doing this last year. But Grandpa would read the night before Christmas before we went to bed.
All right.
So that was a nice little thing that they enjoyed.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, if your family has a tradition, this is probably the time of year it's most likely to
happen. Mine that I hated was Midnight Mass.
Oh, Lord. God. Midnight Mass?
Oh, yeah.
You never went to a Midnight Mass?
No, sir.
So, like, I had some family members that did this. You'd go to Midnight Mass, and then they basically would have, like, a party. It started at like 12:45, 1 a.m.
All right.
Ours only went a half an hour, but still seemed like
good days.
We always got Lido's pizza, too.
Holiday entertainment. Again, these are the top 10 things that kids get excited about during the holidays. And that's got to just be all the Christmas specials that show up. You got Charlie Brown on there.
I mean, Frosty, Rudolph. That was huge.
Hell yeah. Peanuts.
For some reason, Wizard of Oz, not a Christmas movie, but it was always shown at Christmas.
Which I
thought Wizard of Oz was Easter.
I always saw it. At Christmas, that was
maybe I'm wrong.
The school would get all, it was like that was the big talk in the school. Like Wizard of Oz is on tonight, man.
Yeah,
even though we've all seen it 500 times, we must watch it again.
Time off of school for winter break.
Well, of course,
that's a gift.
Well, man, when we were in school, it wasn't man. If we missed a snow day, we had to make it up in the summer.
Yeah,
right.
We didn't have a spring break.
I don't know.
My kids, I would just say, what is going on? Because I was jealous.
Yeah, they're constantly off from school.
I wish that we had that opportunity to just have a day off here or there. And that never happened.
No, no.
Never. Hated it.
Holiday foods and treats. 67% of them all love the holiday foods and treats.
Yeah, because 99% of it's sweet, right?
Right.
Pie, cookies, all this stuff. Like, all right.
It started up. My aunts would come on over, and they and my mom would spend one day, or maybe, it was just one day, that they would all just show up at one of the houses. And they would all just bake the entire day.
And I was like, man, you better be doing the one with the Hershey Kiss in the middle.
Yes.
Yes.
I like that.
That was the one.
What was the like little smash cookies. They you roll them up into a little powdered ball and then you smash them down there. No?
I know what you're talking about. Yes.
I love those ones. I forget what they're called, but I love those ones, man.
I like the one. I'm with Miles. Put that Hershey Kiss in the middle. I know it's just some plain-ass cookie, but somehow you put that Hershey Kiss in the middle. It's like, this is fantastic.
And people that can bake, right? Like, credit where credit's due. My sister-in-law, she... Some of the cookies are unreal.
Oh, yeah.
But she only makes it one time a year.
Right.
This is my wife's time of the year to bake. And it's fantastic for me and the kids.
When our boy Chaz was here, his wife would make a whole bunch of cookies.
God, phenomenal. I know.
And he would just, the devil would bring them over here, man. Oh, they're out on the counter. Like, doggone it, Chaz.
But it was like, she made them for you guys. Like, cool.
I made snickerdoodles one year and took them to Mike's house. And he was a good friend, but it was like fighting through a brick.
You tried, Ted.
They were so hard.
You tried. There you go, Ted. Holiday lights and decorations at number two. 72% of kids love those holiday lights and decorations. And I feel like that the number of houses that are doing that has gone down dramatically. Not to mention that the lights have changed to where they're not near as appealing. They got that corporate blue, as they're calling it, which I just don't like. They're not near as warm as they used to be.
I mean, yeah. I like my Christmas displays gaudy.
Yeah.
Right? Red and green lights, colored lights, like all that stuff. I respect people that put up anything, but yeah, I want it to look ridiculous.
I'm with you. I'm with you. It's just, it is how it is. What are you looking at over there, Steve?
I'm just chuckling at Ted, because I know you like the big gaudy, like, man, give me big fat lights, multiple colors.
Ugly Christmas.
Yeah, I'll make sure to put out a picture of my tree this year. I mean, it's got tinsel on it. I mean, it looks like the tree for
Christmas.
Yeah.
Attaboy. And then this is the number one thing that kids get excited about during the holidays with a resounding only 81%. Y'all know it. Presents.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
The presents.
I mean, that's really what it's all, because all of that leads to presents.
That's right. When I went down at 3 o'clock in the morning and looked at the tree, I was like, I spent a moment pretending like all of those were for me. Just like, damn right.
Oh, yeah.
Damn right. I know that I get maybe, 5%.
Sure.
But I don't care.
Doesn't matter. But it's still yours.
And the anticipation.
Yeah.
Just knowing you're going to wake up, there's going to be presents.
I learned that later on, that the anticipation was the part that I loved most of all.
Yeah.
Just getting excited is what you waited for.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah, dude. Let's see here. A man in Louisiana couldn't pay his parking fees, and he managed to make it everyone else's problem, Miles.
How do you do that?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, if we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor.
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Tea time it is, and as usual, we head to see Drink Desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 71-year-old Shane Geeter of Baldwin County, Georgia. Sorry, Mike, I'm stealing some of your headline thunder here.
That's all right.
But Shane was pulled over last night around 8:30. No big deal. But he was suspected of drunk driving. And after failing the field sobriety test, it was confirmed that he was, in fact, drunk. So he was charged with DUI and failure to drive in a single lane. I like how that's what they call that. I think we can figure that one out. Anyway, his court appearance is being scheduled. But we're toasting Shane and his DUI because Shane is a DUI attorney.
Oh,
yeah. I'm just wondering. So they tell you don't represent yourself in court. If anyone is going to represent themselves in court, you would hope it would be a lawyer. So if I got a DUI, but I'm a DUI attorney, and I'm advertising to people that I can at least reduce your troubles, do I represent myself?
No.
No?
Only a fool represents himself. Even lawyers have told me that.
So even I've heard that saying, but even lawyers would say even a lawyer would be a fool to represent themselves.
Correct.
Here's the difference, I think. I think he's one of those, like, the advertiser guys, so you hear his name and that part of your, people go, oh, I know who he is. Wouldn't that be the chance to prove your worth? Like, hey, I got pulled over for a DUI. I represented myself and reduced whatever, you know. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just truth. It's too personal. Too personal. All right. So, well, no offense. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, let's get a contestant online now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.